This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
All right, welcome back in. It is 4:40. Brandon Scott is in, and it is our Rockets Report sponsored by Clint Turner's Passing Academy.
It was a great thing while it lasted.
Pat Hamilton, too.
It was great. It was great. Should have never let it go, boys.
I think I'm going to start doing that all the time, just coming up with fake spots. The things that are legit. All right, B. Scott is in the building. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Any questions for Brandon Scott? How about that? Any questions on the text line, YouTube and Twitch for Brandon Scott, who has been there every step of the way? There's a lot that happened in this season. You were at almost every home game, obviously covering the postseason, doing everything you did. They go to game 7. They lose that game to the Warriors. This season was what for the Rockets?
Successful and promising. I thought it was a good season for the Rockets overall.
That's how you describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're talking about the season in its totality from beginning to end, I think there's no really other reasonable way to look at the season. Now, you can say that and acknowledge that the way it ended was disappointing, and a lot of the performances that were bad in that 7-game series were just not good enough. Like, you don't have to accept the inferiority of those performances within the context of the season. You can call those out for what they were, and they were bad. And there were moments in this series where it was there for the taking. You think about the double-digit amount of free throws missed in some of the losses in Golden State. You think about how poorly they performed offensively at home in Game 7. You think about Jalen Green as one of their better players, not being one of their better players in this series, routinely being outperformed by role players for the Golden State Warriors, whether it was Buddy Hield or Gary Payton II, or Brandon Pozemski, or something to that effect.
How many guys on the Rockets team did you feel like the entirety of the series had more of an impact on the game than Jalen Green?
I would say the bigs, Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams, for sure. Obviously, Fred's was up and down or down and up, but the up was so far up, and it was consistent after that.
I would say
Amen Thompson, the same thing. So all four of those, I think Tari Eason for what he was and for what his role is was pretty good. Jabari for the amount of time that he played, he didn't play enough, was pretty good. So I would say he's pretty far down the list. He's somewhere around six, seven, and it's not good enough. So I would say you would accept all of those things to be true
all this
with the fact that the season itself overall was a successful one.
B. Scott, what did you make of, because we heard from Ime Udoka and Rafael Stone, you know, in, I'm assuming, some level of a postseason exit type press conference.
That's exactly what it was.
What did you make of Rafael Stone's comments overall, in the sense of the next step for the Rockets, the next move for the Rockets?
So the interesting part about that is how Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka both talked out of both sides, right? They talked about loving the young core and being happy with the development and the progression and the stuff that we're talking about right now. They talked about all of that. But then at the same time, on the back end of that, they talked about not necessarily believing in continuity just for the sake of continuity. Continuity for continuity's sake, right? Like, an exact quote is, continuity for continuity's sake isn't what we're trying to achieve. If we think that there's a move or a series of moves that ultimately help us build a championship or make us more likely to be that, then we'll ignore continuity and we'll make those moves. So they said all of that in the same press conference, which I think is obviously talking out of both sides, but does speak to the ideal situation that the Rockets are in having multiple options in terms of course of action, which do include, I would say, does include staying put or staying pat, like, right, running it back, so to speak. Like, they could make a trade. There are free agents out there that could help them. They could absolutely do nothing. All of these are options and viable options for the Rockets.
How do you feel about that, Beast? I'll tell you, because I love it. I mean, because I think it's something that they've built, right? Like, the fact that our squad is talking about the continuity, the chemistry, the culture, because that's what that means when they talk about continuity. I mean, they built a chemistry, they built a culture, they've established a standard. The fact that they're talking about that is I think indicative of, hey man, they built it. It's real. It's here. Not every organization has that. I mean, there's so much movement, so much in and out that every organization doesn't have that. I love the fact that they're talking about that continuity in the same breath as, hey man, if there's a deal out there that can get us NBA title worthy, then we're going to make it. I mean, I look at that as a huge plus, right? Not a reason to not make a move or some kind of hesitation.
Well, I think you got to remember, as bad as the ending is, as sour of a taste as it can leave in your mouth to lose a game 7 at home, especially to the Warriors again, I think you do have to keep in context the entire year and the journey that they've been on over these last couple of years. I talk about this as much as I get a chance to, that it's not just this year, but it was last year when they had the greatest turnaround, 19-20 game turnaround last year in the first year of Ime Udoka, and then you put this year to backdoor it on top of that. I could see how they're trying to just imagine or envision, hey, what does another year of this look like, when, keep in mind, there wasn't any major change from year 1 to year 2. We're looking back a year from now or a year ago, there were talks about trading for Kevin Durant or the interest in possibly in Devin Booker. Yeah. Or I was even on these very airwaves saying that I thought that they could trade Alperen Şengün. I thought that was a possibility at one point. They didn't do that. They didn't make any major moves, save for getting a healthy Steven Adams, who was already on the team from the last trade deadline, right? So they didn't make any major moves last year and made this drastic change in record and in status. If they were to run it back, could they do that? Could they do that again? I think that they could. I also think that it's pretty cool, to your point, that they got all of these options, all of this capital, these draft picks, these young players that they can dangle in front of any team that has a superstar that's either disgruntled or their lot in life and course there has just run its course. Time there has run its course.
Questions coming in for B. Scott. Sean G. from YouTube and Twitch. Can you, Brandon, see a scenario where Jalen Green is back next year with no major changes?
Yeah, no, I definitely could.
You can't?
No major changes to the roster. Now, I would say, like, if it was me, if you were to bring it back, the major change to me should be a reimagining of Jalen Green's role. And that's not to necessarily denigrate, but I think what you're trying to do is elevate Amen Thompson and acknowledge what Alperen Şengün showed you in the playoffs, and that is, with continued development and continued work, that he could be a frontline guy. And I think all of us saw something in Amen Thompson that says, hey man, if that thing keeps working, if that thing keeps developing, he's going to be that guy. Like, there is a quality to him that is, if we're just being frank about it, is missing in Jalen Green. And so for me, if you're going to run it back, I would feel more comfortable doing
this. Episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
That if the thought in mind is we're going to do more with Amen Thompson, we're going to actually run an offense where players move around, where the ball moves around, and Jalen Green isn't relied upon to have the ball and make as many decisions as he has been in the past.
Well, with that being, and I'm just poking holes in your theory there. Like, well, I mean, just
I mean, I'm not saying that that's what they're going to do. That's what I would do.
Right. Well, I mean, but what is Jalen's value in that? He was an inconsistent shooter when he was given the longest leash on the team. And I mean, if he's a guy that's relegated to, hey man, you're going to take 7-8 shots a game unless you're hot like Buddy Hield and you can play. I mean, the value there is just so minimal. Right, I mean, it's just like
no. I do think that's the next logical question in terms of what is his future here. And you did do a shorter deal with him; he would be an expensive role player. I think you mentioned that Ron a couple of days ago. Like he would be an expensive role player if you make him that. So I'm not saying that is ideal necessarily for Jalen Green or for like how you envision Jalen Green. But I'm talking about like what's actually best for the team.
Yeah,
and if you're trying to move forward and actually take that next step, what's going to be different from now to then? To me, that's the thing that needs to be different. And you can have that conversation about, hey, do you trade Jalen Green later on, or does this fit? Is he better in shorter spurts? Maybe he is. Maybe if you require him to do less and ask him to do less thinking and decision making and just be an athlete and react, maybe he's a better player. You can go down all of those roads. I think the players are young enough and you've shown enough progress that you got enough leeway to do that.
Brandon, we just got the news earlier today that they've both mutually agreed to push the May 9th date to come up with the decision on the team option of $44.9 million for Fred VanVleet. Obviously, they're going to make a decision with that, and they've pushed it back till late June. But being around them and understanding what they're about, how much do you think it's a priority for them to bring him back?
Yeah, no, it's 100% a priority. I mean, so Fred VanVleet and Steven Adams are the in-house names to circle, and I would say the primary names to circle for the Rockets. Now, Steven Adams, I think, is far less likely to be back because he might have outpriced himself for the Rockets. But as far as this thing with Fred VanVleet goes, it seems pretty clear to me that they are setting it up to just not restructure. I said that yesterday. It's not restructure, to redo to do another deal where instead of making the close to $50 million that he would be making on the option, he's making somewhere closer to 35, and it gives them more flexibility to do whatever it is. Because whatever they end up doing, whether it's trade for somebody, they need to upgrade this roster and bring in shooting. It could be free agency, whatever the case may be, but they need Fred VanVleet to be making a lower clip. But they definitely want him around.
Yeah. Whew. All right, man. 35. Boy, that's just still.
It's a lot. It's a lot. That's carried you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Carried you in the playoffs for no less than two games, maybe three.
No, he did. 35. That's still strong. That is almost $10 million more than Jalen Brunson makes. But I mean, yeah, you can't look at these things. All right. B. Scott, appreciate you all year, the coverage you had. There are still people posing questions. What about Cam Whitmore? What does that mean? All these – listen, there's a –
They said he's going to play more, but could he be traded?
Hey, well, I tell you where you can get all those answers in long form fashion. B Scott, you got a podcast out there, don't you?
Oh yeah, got the B Block. The B Block podcast is where you can also get. You can get all your updates. I would say twice a week. So check that out wherever you get.
Talk about Cam Whitmore this week, man. What the hell's wrong with you, B Scott?
I'll give you some Cam Whitmore.
He got six whole minutes in the playoffs.
Yeah, Cam Whitmore insight.
Yeah, come on, man.
The future of Cam.
I don't know. He got six.
Do some numbers.
Yeah, he played some late, didn't he? That one game where he's getting blown out.
They didn't bring him in initially. Then they brought him in maybe the last minute when they had to bring the starters back and they took him out.
Hey, look, I know we're getting out of here, but the Suns should absolutely be on a Dylan Brooks, Reed Shepard, Cam Whitmore center type of deal for Kevin Durant.
And them picks.
And them picks. Like, I don't understand how that's not just the easiest deal to do. That's just me, though.
I'd slip Jalen in there. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.